The rise of charter schools has certainly made an impact on private schools. The rise in the 90s, the popularity, and as we moved into the 2000s, the rise of charter schools, the number of them has just exploded as parents began to, as legislation opened up, that possibility of school choice, and then parents started responding with the willingness to leave the traditional public school and looking for charter schools option, looking for that option, which most people consider it to be the free private school is what a lot of times people will call it, because it is a unique school that's governed differently than the traditional public school in your city or your county. But it has a little bit of the elements of private school, and yet because it's government funded, then there's no tuition, so it's tuition free private school. And so I've even seen some marketing to that effect, and so parents are drawn to that because a lot of parents want the private school. They want the smaller school. They want the specialized school. They want the school that provides more opportunities for better learning or higher academics or specialized learning in STEAM or STEM. It could be languages or whatever it is. They like that, which they don't often find in the larger public school, especially if you're talking about a large urban area. But, you know, especially if you have that option, basically comparing your private school, your tuition-based private school versus a tuition-free school that offers a lot of the similar kind of, what they perceive to be the similar kind of specializations or smaller class sizes, some of those things, then it really makes a big challenge for private schools. And so, therefore, enrollment has certainly taken a hit over the years. So what we want to do is, in this exercise, is to think about if charter schools are a big competitor in your area, then we want to make sure we know how to talk about them and point out the things that are unique to your school. So I won't repeat what I've said in a previous recording about public school, but you might want to listen to that and see there's some things that are going to be similar. But you want to think about what's different about the charter school. So first thing you want to think about is, you want to focus on accountability. What kind of accountability does this charter school have? Sometimes they're great or well-organized charter schools. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're kind of pop-ups are mismanaged. And sometimes charter schools have come and then they've gone simply because of mismanagement. So you want to not necessarily, you know, highlight that, but you might point to the fact of how stable your leadership is or the longevity of your teachers, or focusing on those kind of things could really stand out and be different than what they are looking at when they're thinking about a charter school versus your private school. So longevity, impact in the community. A lot of times letting parents kind of feel the stability of your school. Maybe you can talk about if it's your 50th anniversary or 25th anniversary, some of the things that you've done and you've made an impact, and maybe the number of presidents that have come and go, the heads of school, the boards, and that through all the changes you're continuously maybe steady in a certain kind of number of enrolled kids, or maybe you've grown, or parents like to be, they don't want to play around with their kids' education. They don't want to go into a place and try it out for a year and then only to have it implode the next year, whether the school just doesn't make, or the kids just don't have a good experience. So that could be the case at your school as well, but very definitely kind of want to talk about, if you're comparing your school to a charter school, certainly talk about the longevity of your school and the teachers that have been there and the leadership. If there's anything specific, if you know of a charter school that may be focused on maybe dual languages or something like that, then you want to focus on do you offer any kind of languages as well? What do you do? And the main thing is, parents are looking for, when it comes to languages, they're looking for their kids, or how well are they going to be equipped for college and the workforce beyond. And so parents like that idea of being able to enroll their kids where they learn, you know, Spanish or maybe Mandarin Chinese or something like that, Farsi. Those are things that are they think are going to equip them for the future. So you want to talk in terms of future prep. I like the word future prep. I like that phrase. It communicates beyond just college preparatory, but it's future prep. What are we doing to equip, give your kids confidence? Maybe there are languages that you're learning. Maybe there's other experiences that you can give them. They may not be learning the actual languages, but maybe they're learning other skills, entrepreneurial skills. Maybe they travel internationally, either through service projects, mission trips, or some sort of co-curricular experience where they travel to different cultures. That also is preparing them for the future in what is going to be increasingly a global opportunities for your child. So you know, you might want to definitely focus on that. As far as other things you want to talk about is, we mentioned faith before, just in terms of you know, the difference if you have faith versus as part of your curriculum, then, you know, definitely would want to look at that. Teacher certification is, again, sometimes your certification is, again, public school may have a whole different level of certification. This where I would go to, I would do my research, find out what you know about the teachers at the charter school and see, does your school have more equipped, more qualified, more skilled, more experienced teachers than the charter school? Point that out, because sometimes in a charter school, teachers don't have to have any kind of certification, and so therefore they may not have much experience at all, but because they're trying to start up a school, sometimes those teachers teach subjects that they're not really trained in or have any experience in, where you might be able to say, you know, we do have, you know, Dr. Smith, and he's been with us for 20 years, and he's taught math to middle schoolers, and he spent 10 years in the public school teaching math, and so now he came over here and he's been with us for this long. And so you can, again, just make some points of clarification and differentiation. So again, these are things that you want to highlight, both on a certainly on a tour, but definitely, you know, on your website, you know, point that out. Some schools have opted for maybe even a checklist of sorts to kind of give. Obviously, you're kind of leaning toward your strengths in this, but you might be able to say, you know, either have people download from the website or give them on a tour and say, these are some areas that you ought to, when you're comparing public, private, charter, homeschool, these are some things that you want to ask about. Well, obviously, hopefully you're showcasing your strengths in those areas, but you want to kind of focus on those things. There is, how should I say this? The selection process, obviously, being a charter school, they are still have, they're under the government anti-discrimination policy, and you don't have a discrimination policy, but if you are selective in who you let in, whether they have to have a certain faith background or something like that, or maybe you are an all-girls school, those are some things that you're able to be different on than the charter school is able to do. There might be some other areas. Those are some things that I would think that would be the most important thing. I think of all of them, I'm thinking more of the, you know, probably class size is probably similar because between charter school and private school compared to the larger public schools. I would think focus on a lot of your attention on the mission of your school, the policy, the philosophies of teaching. Again, people might be drawn to a school that offers a language immersion track, or maybe a specialization such as entrepreneur or visual arts or, you know, anything along those lines. But if that charter school doesn't have the longevity in the community and there's the leadership is unknown, maybe sometimes the leadership has just come in from the outside and they don't really know the community. Again, maybe it's a franchised kind of charter school where people just kind of build a charter school here and they go to another city and build another one under a similar name. They might be able to to you might be able to really focus on your longevity in the community. Faculty qualifications would be one I would certainly spend a lot of time on, and then just the philosophy about your schooling. There's nothing, while certainly parents who are longing for tuition-free kind of private school, and that's what kind of where they lean toward the charter school, they may be thinking dual, language immersion would be great, or specialization in a certain, thing might be good, but you might be able to differentiate and say, we offer some language things. We do some co-curricular and extracurricular activities that help kids to prepare them with STEM or STEAM. But we look at the whole child. We're looking at, maybe your philosophy is that while we want to certainly start gearing our kids toward certain paths, we also know that we just want to give them a full, holistic, well-rounded education so that as they enter into college and then are exposed to a whole nother level of opportunities, they're well-prepared. So they're not necessarily kind of pigeonholed into one path in high school, and then they get to college and realize, maybe I didn't want to do that after all. And so being able to differentiate and talk about the whole child and what you're doing, especially the opportunities to integrate faith into your curriculum. So definitely some ways that you want to differentiate your private school compared to not just the larger public school, but the kind of charter schools that are popping up in your area. So hopefully these are helpful as you differentiate between your school and charter schools.